Okay, Liam. So you've been on Q Radio before, and people may remember you for all your fundraising for cystic fibrosis. And last time you were running the London Marathon, but this time you're on because you're holding a protest at Stormont. Could you just tell me a wee bit about that and why you're holding it?
All right, Grainne, and thanks for having me on. We're protesting for a drug, as some people might know and some people might not, called Orkambi. And Orkambi is, to me, a life-saving wonder drug for people with cystic fibrosis. And just over 2 years ago, Grainne, the drug was licensed for use in the UK, which basically means it's sitting there on the shelf. It's there, sitting ready to be used. But what we are still waiting for is the manufacturer, Vertex, the UK governments, as well as our Northern Ireland governments here, of course, to agree a price that would make it available on the NHS. And, you know, unless a deal is done soon, we fear for people that's in badly need of this drug, time could run out for them. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just a wonder drug. And as you know, I've talked about it on the show before, my daughter Rachel is on this Orkambi for the last 4 years. And it's just a life changer. It's just transformed her life. To me, it's the nearest thing to a cure. So there's two things here, Grainne, which I would like to, you know, make a statement on is, number one, you know, if there's people really sick with cystic fibrosis, it'll really help and improve their lives dramatically, you know, and that's what I'm saying. People, it's running out for people like them. And number two as well, you know, we have the younger ones coming through that their lung damage hasn't really got into that stage yet. So Orkambi for them would stop the younger children from getting that lung damage that the older people have at the minute. So instead of that developing over the years, if we could get Orkambi for the, not the older people, the younger people as well, as we need it for both, and then it slows down lung function decline by an average of 42%, which is massive in terms of cystic fibrosis. So, you know, this drug's sitting there, it's on the shelf, it's waiting just to be opened up, open up the box of tablets like what Rachel does every morning, and it's sitting there, but we just need to get it funded. It's so important. And Orkambi, that's another thing, it's a precision medicine, means which it treats the underlying cause of the health condition, unlike traditional medicines that can only just treat the symptoms. So this is a major, major drug, and it's sitting there waiting, available. And, you know, what price do you put in a life?
Exactly. And now, going back to this protest, in the run-up to it, have you got much support from the likes of politicians or MLAs or anything like that?
Good question there, Grainne, and I'm glad you said that, because myself and my wife, Eleanor, have been very busy this past while, and we wrote to the 90 MLAs in Northern Ireland and the 18 MPs here in Northern Ireland and the 3 MEPs, plus our local councillors, Derry and Strabane District Council, wrote to all of them. So we spent many a night sitting by the laptop, getting their addresses and all the rest of it. But to be honest, we're quite pleased about the response, Grainne, because I think at the minute we have somewhere approaching near enough 30 MLAs, councillors, and maybe a couple of MPs even as well that have stated that they will be attending the protest in support of getting this drug Orkambi passed. So, you know, that's quite good because I think over in England, you see, I forgot to mention as well, Grainne, we're having 4 protests all at the one time.
Yeah, okay.
We're having 4 at the 4 Parliament buildings, one in Westminster in London and one in Wales. I think it's Holyrood. There's one in Scotland and one here in Stormont. So we're having the 4 protests at 1 o'clock, starting off at 1 o'clock, at the 4 different countries, England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. So we're trying to show, you know, the solidarity between us all of trying to get this drug passed. So, and as well, I've contacted UTV and BBC, and they have told me that if there's nothing drastic happening in the news on that day, that they would hope to be there and attend and maybe show a bit of coverage of it.
Yeah.
So.
And do you think maybe with the backing of the likes of MLAs It might push this protest further and then maybe get out there how much we need this drug.
Exactly. Grania, that's right, because if we have the support of our MLAs, at the end of the day, I know our government here in Northern Ireland hasn't been formed yet, but we're hoping that's going to happen very, very soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need that to happen. And then as well, if we've got the backing of a good few MLAs here in Northern Ireland, hopefully that's going to have them approach, say, the likes of our health minister here when it's formed again, to say, listen, we think this drug should be passed. There's too many people that could be receiving this drug. And, you know, I know of a young fellow there just died at the weekend over in England from cystic fibrosis, you know, and it's cruel. The fellow was in his late 20s. And, you know, if he maybe had access to this drug,
could have saved him.
There's talk of maybe Orkambi could extend the lives of people like him for another 10 to 15 years. And as I say, what price do you put on a life, Grania? And that's why I'm hoping if we have these MLAs attending on Monday, you know, that's going to be a real good backing that they'll help us on our goal to try and get this drug funded, like what happened there across the border, our neighbours across the border in the Republic of Ireland. They got it passed there around the April time, beginning of May, and I see now the patients are starting to get their Orkambi drug now on the shelf. So if our next door neighbours can do it, let's hope that we can follow suit too.
And what would you say to the decision makers who are going to be deciding whether this could go ahead?
Yeah, well, I suppose what I would say to the decision makers, Grania, would be, I suppose that cystic fibrosis is just a real cruel condition that just places a huge daily burden on people and their families and shortens people with cystic fibrosis their lives. So to me, Orkambi, it has the potential to save lives of thousands of people in the UK, and there's 110, 111 people in Northern Ireland eligible for Orkambi. So, you know, access to this drug is just completely at the minute out of reach. The situation is just causing complete heartache and agony, which I think it can't be allowed to continue. You know, the UK government and the drug industry, Vertex, the company, they have to work together and have to find a solution to the cost of getting medicines like Orkambi to those that's it's designed to help. You know, it's sitting there, as I say, on the shelf, and they have to come. They have to get their heads banged together and come to an agreement. And negotiations are going on between all these ones at the minute, but, you know, time's running out for some people, and we don't want to hear of other people dying because of a drug sitting there on the shelf. So, you know, it's so important. And as well, what I can say to Grania is this will save the NHS a fortune, a fortune of money, because it has been known and proved that people that have been on Orkambi, they have hardly any hospital admissions, very little hospital admissions compared to what they had before, less coughs and colds and all that there. So it's going to save them, the NHS a fortune in hospital admissions. And it costs a lot of money for patients like cystic fibrosis patients or anybody else to be in hospital. And there are people with cystic fibrosis can be in hospital for 10 months of the year. So if you add up that to the cost of this drug, it doesn't make sense. It'll save the NHS money by funding this drug. So, you know, let's hope we can get it done.
Yeah, and just to finish up, I'm sure you'll be hoping for support from the local people as well and for them to get the word out.
Yeah, I hope so, Grania. I would just like to make a bit of a plea here now. We're having this protest at Stormont on this Monday coming, 26th of June. A day of action, we're calling it, for Orkambi. And we're calling, as I say, on the manufacturers, Vertex, and the governments across the UK, you know, to make this deal, get it done. So what's happening at 1 o'clock on Monday, we're making our way to, I think it's called the Prince of Wales entrance at Stormont. And then we're having our placards and banners and all the things, and there's going to be families with cystic fibrosis having their photographs on placards of their loved ones with it. And a lot of people don't know this, Grania, but people with cystic fibrosis, they're not allowed to mix. You know, they can't. So there's people there that there's only going to be one or two people with cystic fibrosis, because patients with CF, there's so many bugs and different stuff that can be spread across from one to the other that they're not allowed to mix.
I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. But as I say, their families are going to be there, and we're starting off at the Prince of Wales entrance and walking up to the steps of Stormont, with which will be then hopefully the MLAs and all the politicians and councillors will come out and talk to us, and that's where we're going to start and have the press and maybe TV and start our protest there, and we're going to be there from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And what I can just say is that if there's anybody about in the Belfast area that could make it across to Stormont on the day, or anybody that's about there with families, with CF, or people that support this, that if they could make it up to Stormont at 1 o'clock on Monday, it'd be great.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Liam?
No, I think we've covered basically everything about the protests, Sonia, and it's just so important to try now and get this drug funded, because as I say, time's running out for some people, and as well for the younger people as well, for them to get on the drug before it starts doing damage to their lungs. So, you know, the future's bright for cystic fibrosis, but if we just need our governments and manufacturers, Vertex, to, as I say, get their act together.